Did you know that Asbury University offers online degrees? We know that today's professionals are really busy and don't have time to drive every week to attend classes on campus, so we've made it easy for you to get your degree by going online and taking your classes. If you'd like to finish a degree with classes that fit your schedule, email Josh. He'll probably want to meet with you for coffee at josh@asbury.edu.
Flowers are the perfect present for any special occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations of life, Creations by Karen wants to help you find the most beautiful bouquets and flower arrangements. Pick up your own at Creations by Karen's convenient location in Zandale Shopping Center off of Nicholasville Road. You could also call 859-277-6166 or check them out online at creationsbykaren.net. Make sure next time you let Creations by Karen help you pick out the perfect present to make a lasting memory.
Congratulations to McGee's Bakery, celebrating their 60th anniversary. Family owned since 1956, everyone knows that McGee's Bakery is a great place to start your day. However, did you know that McGee's also serves lunch? You can enjoy great sandwiches and homemade soups. Also, for the heartier appetite, enjoy one of McGee's delicious burgers. Schedule your next lunch meeting at McGee's, located on the corner of South Ashland and Main Street. Make sure to tell them you heard about them on 1250 Sports Talk.
The following program is sponsored by Horn Marketing and Consulting.
It's time now for Sports Talk, and here's your Sports Talk host, Greg Horn, here on AM 1250 WLRT.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Talk. Greg Horn back with you, and Action Jackson Marines got an incredible weather day here in Central Kentucky. Be a great day to be cashing winning tickets out at Kingman. And if not, you if you cast a lot of losers, you may be in your car heading home. So we appreciate you listening to us. Lexington Legends, second game of their opening home stand this weekend tonight. You got the Kentucky Blue-White football game tonight at 7:30 p.m. in Commonwealth Stadium. Tickets are free, so be a great night to go check that out. But Action Jackson Reams, first I want to thank Rick Reams, Dr. Rick Reams, for filling in. You guys did a great job together. Always enjoy when it's an all Reams edition. And then last night, lots of basketball news as both the UK Hoops team and the UK Men team had some great news.
Yeah, they did. First of all, I thought what was really great last night was watching that 30 for 30 with Coach Cal on ESPN. It sounds like you and I both kind of had the same process. We had to DVR it and then watched it late into the night. So first of all, shout out to you for watching it past midnight and being able to finish it. But it was really interesting to me. I learned a lot about Coach Cal, especially early on in his career when he was a 29-year-old jerk at UMass. And I also realized that he had some sour taste in his mouth playing against Kentucky when he was given that that technical from across the court for stepping out of his coach's box in the Final Four. I learned a lot last night of stuff about Coach Cal I had never known before.
Well, I think for younger fans like yourself, and you're very well studied on the Kentucky basketball program, but it was good, and even for me, it was a good refresher. Things that were real takeaways for me were several. It was late for me to watch it, but one was just his simple upbringing. You know, he came from very simple roots. He had nothing to build off of, no basketball pedigree, and loved his mom saying that don't let your surroundings limit your dreams. And so he came from very simple beginnings, which is why I think he's so good at recruiting. He can relate to kids that, you know, come from tough backgrounds and things. Not that his was bad, but it was very, very modest. Secondly, I thought, you know, I didn't realize how bad the UMass job was when he took over. I mean, Dr. J played their baby, and I'd forgotten how bad that job was. And I can testify, I got to see him play when he was coaching him in 1995, I believe. And he did a great job. Darren's Western Kentucky University team went and played at UMass when they were ranked number one in the country. His kids played hard, man, so I was really impressed there. Another takeaway for me was that, you know, he admitted after getting fired from the NBA that he stayed in bed for 4 days. And I can confirm that story. He actually told my brother Darren that when he got back to Lexington with his family after getting fired at South Carolina, and he said, "Man, I know how you feel," Darren kind of said he was thinking. no, you don't, to himself. And then he said, when I got fired by the New Jersey Nets, which is what the Brooklyn, what are they called now?
They're the Brooklyn Nets.
Brooklyn
now.
Nets, yeah. Okay. I knew they were Brooklyn, but I thought they might have changed. He said, man, I didn't get out of bed for 4 days. So anyway, and then last but not least, my takeaway at the Hall of Fame was when, you know, he thanked all those guys from coming, and he got so emotional he couldn't even finish his talking at the end. And I think it just showed him doing the full time circle from when his simple upbringings to arriving at the Hall of Fame, a guy coming from a rural town in Pennsylvania to doing that. And then last but not least, you know, we always judge people, at least I do, Jackson. It's not fair, but how they treat us or treat others that we know. And when my brother got fired, he and John just knew each other through the business, but we're not tight at all. But John always welcomed him with open arms. Cal did to any practice, had him work his fantasy camp his first year back here. It was really good to my brother when he was going through a tough time there. So I'm always going to be grateful. I'm not saying Cal's perfect or the Pope, but I thought 30 for 30 was great, even if I did watch it from 11 p.m. to almost 1 a.m.
Well, now I'll switch over to my takeaways from it. First of all, I was surprised just at, I guess, at his personality when he was at UMass. It's just not the same guy that we've seen at Kentucky, and he had to weather a lot along the way. One of the stories that really stuck out to me that they were talking about in his UMass days was when he was looking at a schedule of the TV games for his conference back in the day, and he said, I recognize that UMass is only on here once. Is that because we're not good enough? Because when we get good enough, you're going to put us on TV all of the time. And for him to say that so early on in the job really struck me and just showed, you know, you have to have that arrogance and that confidence to be able to bring up a program out of the depths to where he was able to take them up to that point. I also thought that the DeJuan Wagner story really stuck with me from Memphis. I didn't know about DeJuan Wagner being one of the first one-and-done guys. He went to the NBA, was only able to play 1 year before, I believe it was colonitis, meant that they had to take part of his colon out, and he had to retire from basketball, but was still able to make that 1 year's worth of NBA salary, which was about $7 million, I believe is what they said. And I think that is a great reason, and probably one of the foremost reasons, that John Calipari pushes these guys out the door, is because he's seen it time and time again work out in their favor, those simple upbringings you're talking about, and the poverty that a lot of these guys come from can be solved right away if they just go ahead and go, and they worry about themselves and their families and make all of that money. So the DeJuan Wagner story, I thought, was kind of a background for what caused Coach Cal to be the one-and-done guy that he is. And really just, I thought it was big that they covered both of the scandals, quote-unquote scandals, in depth from his career. You know, talking about the Derrick Rose ACT score and the Marcus Camby taking the money from the agent. I had no idea that Marcus Camby ended up paying back UMass the money that he ended up costing them from the NCAA tournament. I believe it was like $150,000 or something like that. But again, it reaffirmed in my mind that John Calipari didn't have a whole lot to do with either one of those events. But I saw other takes on it on Twitter of people saying that it reaffirmed in their minds how dirty of a guy Coach Cal is, or how dirty he was in the past, or whatever, however you want to look at it. So I thought it was a fantastic documentary. I learned a whole lot, and I think if you liked him before, you liked him even more after. But coming in and disliking him, I think people just continued to have that thought process after they went through and watched that whole documentary.
Well, it was absolutely, you know, great. And speaking about the UMass thing and the attitude, how about Coach Jim Calhoun? How much sour grapes does he have?
Yeah, he seemed awful upset anytime he was on there talking. I was kind of surprised he even agreed to talk on this documentary. I don't think that they had a great relationship between the two of them. And it didn't seem like he was ever necessarily happy to be talking about Coach Cal. But I also did notice the trend that the only guys they talked to were retired coaches. None of the active coaches came on and spoke in any capacity. So I thought that was interesting as well.
Yeah, well, here's the thing that's interesting about Jim Calhoun. He won three NCAA championships. I mean, that's amazing. 1999, 2004, 2011. So here's a guy who got three NCAA championships. But Jackson, since I'm a few years older, I will say that for my time and memory, Coach Calipari got more love up in that Northeast area even than Calhoun did, yet he's winning NCAA championship.
And apparently, like Calhoun said, what did he say? John Calipari couldn't even tell you what the chowder was or something like
clam
that.
Clam chowder, yeah. He doesn't know what clam chowder is.
Yeah, so I guess Calhoun will argue till he's red in the face that he is the New England area guy.
Yeah, I just thought he was a little bitter on that. On the UMass thing and the scandal with Marcus Camby, I think that's total bogus. Why does the school get punished when a player does something? Cal had nothing to do with it. And, you know, I mean, it happened back, started back in his hometown with his friends and family. You know, wasn't him directly. And then he admitted that, you know, hey, I should have stopped it. But not Cal. I mean, that's ridiculous. I saw it firsthand at Western Kentucky University when my brother was head coach. We were going to eat lunch when they were playing in the conference tournament. And he said, hold on a second. And he walked over and said something to somebody. I didn't know who it was. And he came back over. I said, who is that? He said, it's an agent. He's trying to talk to Courtney Lee about signing with him. I said, what did you say to him? I said, dude, stay away, please, till we're done with our season.
And that's something that's really important that coaches have to be very watchful of. There's arguments for the Derrick Rose thing at Memphis, too. I mean, the NCAA cleared him. They put him through the clearinghouse, and they cleared him. And so Memphis played him because he was eligible. Now, if something shady happened before he got to school, then maybe the NCAA should have figured that out before they said go ahead and play him at Memphis. And then you have just the whole deal of Dan Wolkin said on the 30 for 30, and I can't speak from my own knowledge, but Dan Wolkin said he didn't think they were able to even prove the point that they were out there to make, but that Memphis kind of helped them prove it by accepting the penalties. And so maybe if Memphis had kind of fought it a little bit more, that might not have ever been a big thing either.
Maybe they should have talked to Tom George.
Yeah, they would have found their way out of it, that's for sure.
All right, we want to thank Asbury University for being our sponsor of the day. We're going to be talking more about that outstanding institution academically. Also, great sports programs going on down there. Stay with us. We get back. We're going to talk with Major League Baseball pitcher Jeff Parrott next on Sports Talk.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.
Hi, I'm Chris Lee with the Kessinger Lee Financial Group. When you're looking to build a financial legacy after years of hard work, you need a financial partner that will do more than just buy and sell stocks and bonds. At the Kessinger Lee Financial Group of Hilliard Lyons, we build comprehensive wealth management plans for our clients. Whether you need to save for your child's education or build and preserve wealth for retirement, we help our clients with all aspects of their financial lives. Visit us today online at KessingerLeeGroup.com or call us at 859-219-4260 to talk with our team of experienced consultants. Let us help you move forward with financial confidence at the Kessinger Lee Group.
Securities offered by JJB Hilliard, WL Lyons, LLC, member NYSE, FINRA, and SIPC.
Do you dread going to the dentist? I did until I found Beaumont Family Dentistry. With three convenient locations in Hamburg, Leestown Road, and the Beaumont area, they can take care of all your dental needs at Beaumont Family Dentistry. This month, if you schedule your new patient cleaning appointment, you will receive a free take-home whitening kit at your initial visit. So call Beaumont Family Dentistry today at 223-2120 or check them out online at BeaumontFamilyDentistry.com.
Nice shot, Jim.
Hey, thanks.
You know, it's great to be out here and not at the shop.
Yeah, must be all that Action Coach business coaching.
Well, laugh if you want, but our revenues are up, and I'm working smarter on each of the six steps to a better business instead of harder, like some people I know.
I don't know what Action Coach can tell me about my business. We had a record year last year.
Hey, look, every great athlete has a coach, even the world's best golfer, who had a record year last year, too.
Good point.
Now, listen, I've learned more about business in the last 3 months from my Action Coach than I ever have. I've also learned something else.
Yeah, what's that?
The best tee times are during the middle of the week.
Your local Action Coach in Central Kentucky is Andrew Van Horn. Contact Andrew at 859-940-5517. That's Andrew Van Horn at 859-940-5517. You deserve to have your own coach, too. Call Action Coach Andrew Van Horn today.
Now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. Greg Horn, Action Jackson Reams here with you on a beautiful Friday in Central Kentucky. I want to thank Asbury University for being our sponsor of the day. They've been our sponsor of the day on Friday this spring, and just obviously a great academic institution, but also building a really solid sports program. In fact, you may be surprised to know that Asbury University offers 17 scholarships in 17 intercollegiate sports. So to find out about all they offer, check out their athletic website at AsburyEagles.com. Well, join us on the phone line now is our friend Jeff Peart, former Major League Baseball pitcher for 10 years in the big leagues, also pitched at the University of Kentucky and at Lafayette. And Jeff, just I was doing a little research, and a friend of mine texted me. He said that you were a member of that state championship basketball team at Lafayette in 1979. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Fine summer evening to you, Mr. Greg, Mr. Jackson. And, yeah, that's one of my all-time favorite sports memories. Main thing I got out of that was a front row seat for all the games, but I did just play a little bit.
Well, you know, that's good. I like that. There's a lot of talent on that team, as a lot of people around here remember. And I believe that defense that Jock Sutherland had, that was called the Junkyard Defense or something?
Right, right. Yeah, we, you know, we had three McDonald's All-Americans on that team. And, I mean, there are AAU teams that don't have that nowadays. And so Jock had assembled a good program, and there was just high talent of basketball throughout the 70s here in Lexington.
So there really were. It was some big-time basketball. I remember it, and I thought you might have been a part of that. So, all right, well, we know you can talk basketball, but we obviously love talking baseball with you. And, you know, our Reds, I know you're a Reds fan like us, and got off to a good start, 7-3 so far this year. What's been your take on the Cincinnati Reds?
Well, I think it's a little bit of surprise. Nobody's more surprised than Pittsburgh and St. Louis. St. Louis almost got swept, and Pittsburgh did. So, well, almost did. So, you know, that's outstanding stuff. One thing about the Reds, the way they've tried to revamp the organization is that it's going to depend on the talent level these scouts have been able to acquire and trade for and how they've evaluated. And so far, their stuff looks really good. Thankfully, they've improved the bullpen because that, goodness gracious, man, it was just awful last year, but now we got some live arms out there. One thing, first time through, these guys are new. We got so many new guys that the league's going to have to learn them. So we'll see how it works after they get to be known by the league a little bit, see if they can maintain this, but nice going, Red Legs.
Jeff, one thing that the Reds are doing, like you're talking about, is revamping their lineup, putting in young guys. They've done it all over, but specifically in their starting rotation. Amir Garrett is a guy, a former basketball player, who has now come out and went 12 shutout innings to begin his career. And you can think of Brandon Finnegan, Cody Reed, or some other guys who have all looked good. How composed these guys have been to start their careers, how impressed has that made you as a former MLB pitcher yourself?
Well, it is. It's very impressive to have that composure to be able to go out. The Garrett kid, you know, basketball to me has always been where the greatest athletes are, and sometimes they have a tendency to center on that sport. So with that length and strength that he has, I hope more guys will kind of follow in that step. But, you know, one thing about, you know, the newness of it is that these guys come in, they're not imagining what they should be doing, or they're not remembering how they've approached a guy in the past. Basically, they're listening to what the catcher says, and the catcher's getting it straight from the scouting report, and so they're just trying to execute pitches at this point. And when you execute pitches, that's the key to the game, no matter what level, whether you got 1 year or 20 years. Now, once you start getting in there and maybe they get in your head a little bit, try to overachieve, throw a little harder than you can certain days. That's the human element as part of the game. Like I say, we'll see how these guys progress through the year. You know, Garrett has shown that he throws, you know, low 90s on the knees as a left-handed guy with angle. So if he can maintain that, shoot, the sky's the limit. Heck, the Reds will only be able to pay him for like 3 years.
And then to follow that up, one place they have not gotten younger, they need one last starter because Homer Bailey and Anthony DeSclafani out with injuries. Some of the younger guys, I guess, not quite ready yet. They've trotted out Bronson Arroyo, 40 years old, hadn't pitched in the major leagues in almost 3 years, and in his first two starts has given up 6 earned runs in one start and 5 earned runs in the other. Apparently sounded like he had gotten very frustrated with himself last night. Do you expect Arroyo to be a long-term option, or do you think it'll just be a fill-in until they can bring back one of the other guys?
Well, if he doesn't do better, they're going to bring back somebody, even if they have to sign a guy off the waiver wire somewhere and protect their young prospects. Of course, the Reds want to keep their prospects in the minor leagues for as long as they can during this rebuilding process, so they won't have to pay them, won't have arbitration, free agency coming up so soon. So it's going to be hard to pry those guys out of the minor leagues that they have control over. But, you know, Bronson Arroyo, you know, it's tough. You get off to a bad start, he's flipping up 83-mile-an-hour fastballs and frisbees and just hoping for the best. And I'm afraid that he better show marked improvement shortly, because been in his shoes, they will find somebody that can.
Well, the good thing is he has his music to fall back on, right?
Oh, yeah. It's not like he, I don't know how many homes and wives he's been through and stuff, but he should have some money left over. He did pretty well up there in Boston.
Yeah. All right, well, let's talk a little bit about the offense side of the ball. We've talked about the pitching, which obviously is huge, but Billy Hamilton, just, you know, I think it's his third year playing every day, hitting a little bit over 300. Talk about his play.
Right. Well, you got to love Billy Hamilton because of all that speed. And, you know, speed shows up on the baseball field. It's not something that's really a popular part of the sport, and hasn't been for the last 20 years since it was all about hitting home runs. But I believe it's kind of coming back to that. I'm proud of Billy because people have criticized him for batting average, especially hitting towards the top of the order. But he's done a nice job of making contact. And when you run like that, make contact, get on base, you've got a chance to score.
Also for the Reds, you know, they got the new second baseman after Brandon Phillips was kind of a fixture there for many, many years, finishing out his career close to home in Atlanta. But have you been pleased with Peraza so far at second base?
I have, and it looks like the Reds are kind of leaning towards going ahead and moving him to shortstop. I've seen him playing there a few times in Cozart's place, and, you know, they're hoping that they could possibly trade Cozart because of the time he has in the league. And I guess it's a Diaz kid they've got that's coming in and playing second, and those guys have been pretty strong, and that's kind of the future of the Reds lineup. You know, one thing that we'll see how it works, you know, with our homegrown Kentucky Louisville guy, Adam Duvall, playing left field. That was the one hole the Reds had there for a while when we were really good, that we just couldn't get over the hump and compete for the, you know, for the pennant. And now that we've got a good left fielder, he's going to spend 3 or 4 years playing for average teams. And when he comes to free agency the way he's going, are the Reds going to keep him and pay him? I mean, it's a rough cycle they're going through right now. But, you know, I don't know. I think the Suarez kid and Peraza and, you know, and Hamilton, and we'll see how Schebler does. You know, our catcher has done a really nice job filling in for, you know, Ms. Rock or whatever his name is. I hope he comes back quick because that guy can hit.
So I stepped out for a second. You all may have talked about this, but win 7 out of your first 10 games. The Reds obviously couldn't have asked for anything better, but they are going to be a very young team that's going to continue to learn. So how quickly do you think things could go downhill for this Reds squad over the next couple of weeks or months?
Well, it could. You know, they try to take the emotion out of the game at that level. And when you're a young guy, it's kind of tough to do. So a lot of times, you know, you climb a tall tree and then it's farther to fall out of it. But saying that, when you get off to a good start and you've got some comfortable numbers starting the season, it takes a little bit of pressure off of you when you go out there and keep performing. So wouldn't that be something for the Reds to get up there and to be part of the leadership in this division this quick? St. Louis seems to be a little bit down right now. They've had some struggles and some different guys in, and you know, losing their left fielder to the Yankees, you know, Matt Holliday, that guy was a pretty good player. But the Cubs, they're good. They won't stay in the middle of the pack for long. They'll be up there at the top, and they'll put some pressure on the Reds. But competing for a wild card spot, you never know. If Joey Votto stays hot like he did the second half last year, man, you know, these guys be pretty good. Votto, finally, I became a big fan of his again because he really played well last year.
Just tuned in, we're talking with former Major League Baseball pitcher Jeff Pair. Jeff, a 10-year major leaguer, played for 3 Hall of Fame baseball managers, then actually as a manager himself, won a state high school baseball championship at Woodford County. Also pitched at the University of Kentucky. Thought we might transition over to that a little bit. University of Kentucky, Nick Mangione starting in his first year as head coach. And talk about your thoughts on his first 30 games as the new head coach of the baseball team at the University of Kentucky.
Well, I appreciate that, Greg. I'd like to give a little nod out first, though, to our former 41st District star, Kentucky's Mr. Baseball, University of Kentucky's outstanding player, made his major league debut playing shortstop for the Miami Marlins this week, Mr. JT Riddle. And, we've competed against JD. He was a star since he was in the eighth grade, and watching him progress and make it to the major leagues, that's a big deal. And so that's another one of the UK guys making it to the show. Now, Coach Mangione, he brings a different attitude. These guys got a little swagger to them. You know, there's a little rooster tail sticking out when coach is out there, and it's a little bit, it's a lot different from what it was. This, these college guys, that he's got a little bit of John Cohen in him. You know how he used to go out and take control of the situations, and it seems to be working well for the UK baseball team. They're pitching it well and timely hitting. They've got some veterans playing for them, so he stepped into a good situation and has made it even better. I have great faith in that guy. I believe he's a strong, wise, godly man, and I like Coach very much.
Jeff, you mentioned JT Riddle there. Sometimes the first hit can be the hardest one, and I don't know if you got to see that it was a check swing dribbler down the third baseline that got him on base, but got to start somewhere, and I'm sure he'll be able to tell that story for years in the future, won't he?
Right, yeah, back in the old days, you know, it looks like a line drive in the scorebook. Now we've got 600 cameras and 4,000 cell phones watching, so nobody can pull that off anymore. But good for JT, man. He's just a great kid. You know, when he was playing minor league baseball, he would come back and work out here in the wintertime and help coach at the high school and at the middle school there in Western Hills, just to kind of give back. So, guys like that, well-rounded people, I hope he has great success, and I believe that he will.
Well, back to UK baseball for a second, talking about the, program, and they finally broke ground on the new baseball stadium. As a former pitcher for the University of Kentucky, is it about time, or are you just thankful that it's finally happened, or just share your thoughts about that?
Well, they started it when I went to school there, 79 through 83. So, they said they were going to. So, no, that's just... Yeah, we were promised a new field every year. Yeah, that thing had changed a lot. Coach Madison did unbelievable to keep it competitive and nice looking. And, at one time it was the best infield in college baseball. That's how good the grounds crew was taking care of it and maintaining what they had. But the amount of money, college athletics is just amazing. So for them to be able to pull this off and to build that high-quality stadium, hopefully it'll just make even more fans. And Coach Nick Mangione over there, like I said, you put a winner, people are going to come, and I believe he's the man to do it.
All right. Well, Jeff, I know you got a lot going on this summer between the farm and coaching a little baseball yourself, but, man, appreciate you making time for us. Always enjoy talking baseball with you, man.
Oh, yeah, I'm out here at the park tonight doing a little SLYB, South Lexington Youth Baseball 9 to 12-year-old stuff. I'm an assistant coach, and, man, these guys, it's like trying to get a worm to crawl straight, but, man, they're doing good. God bless them.
All right, my man. Well, enjoy it. Thanks so much for your time, Jeff. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Greg Jackson. Y'all have a good night.
You too, buddy. Take care. That's Jeff Parrott, former outstanding Major League Baseball pitcher, 10 years in the bigs, played for 3 Hall of Fame managers, Tony La Russa, Bobby Cox, and Joe Torre. So got some great stories. We'll try to get to those later in the month. Well, stay with us. Lots more sports to talk about. A couple of UK hoops players got drafted professionally. And how's UK's basketball recruiting doing? Oh, and that UK football spring game. That and more next on Sports Talk.
BurgerFi, natural and proud of it. Our beef, it's beef. No hormones, no antibiotics, just 100% certified Angus. You know, the way nature intended. We really get cooking with other chef-driven favorites, made from scratch daily, like our crispy fries and double-battered onion rings, hand-cut and served with house-made sauces, fresh farm veggies, and gourmet toppings, all with local craft beer and wine. But we don't stop at honest food. We're proud to commit to eco-friendly practices that improve every neighborhood we call home.
BurgerFi, 141 Rojay Drive, right next to Moe's and the Fayette Mall movie theaters.
Flowers are the perfect present for any special occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations of life. Creations by Karen wants to help you find the most beautiful bouquets and flower arrangements. Pick up your own at Creations by Karen's convenient location in Zandale Shopping Center off of Nicholasville Road. You could also call 859-277-6166 or check them out online at creationsbykaren.net. Make sure next time you let Creations by Karen help you pick out the perfect present to make a lasting memory.
Hi, I'm Greg Horn with Sports Talk. Are you a basketball junkie like I am and looking for a great place to watch college basketball? Look no further. Shamrock's Bar and Grill is the place to be to enjoy great food, and they've got lots of TVs to help you watch your favorite college basketball and NBA team. Locally owned, Shamrock's Bar and Grill has two locations, on Patchen Drive and in the Heartland Shopping Center. Hope to see you soon at Shamrock's Bar and Grill.
Each show, we like to take a minute to thank one of our longtime sponsors, Asbury University. Did you know that in the past year alone, Asbury sent individual students, groups, and athletic teams on hundreds of different mission trips to 40 different countries? If you or your student at home is interested in missions, cross-cultural travel, or study abroad programs while attending a nationally ranked, private, and affordable university, email Asbury at admissions@asbury.edu.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. Greg Horn, Action Jackson Reams with you. I want to thank Rick Reams again for filling in for me 3 days this week. Always appreciate that. Love hearing him on the podcast. And speaking of that, I want to remind you, if you get off work late or, heaven forbid, forget about Sports Talk, you can always catch our podcast. Jackson Reams does a great job with those. Get those up usually about 6:15, 6:20 p.m. each night right after the show. You can go to our website, 1250sportstalk.com, and find the podcasts there. Ones of also shows in the past month on there too, or the easiest way is just follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You can find us on Twitter or Facebook simply at 1250 Sports Talk. Well, Action Jackson Reams, obviously UK's men get a lot of coverage because so many guys have been drafted in the first round of the NBA draft. But last night, the UK hoops team had history made in the WNBA draft.
That's right. I even did a little bit of a mock draft lookup for the WNBA before we came on the show yesterday. Now, if anyone was listening yesterday, even if you weren't listening yesterday, I'll give you a rundown. 12 teams in the WNBA, so just a 12-pick round, and they did three rounds. Michaela Epps was obviously going to be taken, and then Evelyn Akator was kind of a question mark. She was going to be taken probably in the first round, but they weren't sure where. She ends up being drafted third overall by the Dallas Wings, is the team that drafted her. I believe that this was quite a surprise. Not that she was drafted in the first round, but just at third overall, she was supposed to be the surprise. Michaela Epps, on the other hand, had to wait quite a while. She was in the third round and the 33rd overall pick when the Chicago Sky took her. There were only, I believe, two or three picks after her. So she almost didn't get drafted at all. She did say that she turned and hugged her dad after that, and Anthony said to her, "Make them pay," was what he said about her having to wait that long to be drafted. So Evelyn Akator will walk in as a top draft pick, a top three draft pick to the Dallas Wings, and likely should be, you know, on the roster right away. Michaela Epps might have to fight for her spot, and it sounds like she is more than willing to do it, and she's a player we've seen fight all her career at Kentucky, so I have a lot of faith that she'll end up being a successful WNBA player right there along with her teammate Evelyn Akator.
Oh, no doubt. Michaela Epps, this great work ethic, great pedigree, obviously her dad, outstanding player.
I hate that for her personally just because, man, how disappointing. But I'm sure she said she'll use it as motivation for Evelyn Akator. Wow, that's just awesome. Third in the whole draft. And as you're out there recruiting, man, don't think that they were not blowing up the phone with text, tweets, Instagram, whatever you want to call it, about that. Evelyn Akator being the third-ranked player in the WNBA draft, something great for Matthew Mitchell to promote and keep building his team because they lost a lot of bigs through transfers last year.
Yeah, they lost a lot. There's still some transfers out there that I'm sure they're going to take a look and see if they can get Erin Boley to come in after she was a former top 10 player and is going to transfer from Notre Dame. They've got a good class coming in next year, but they're definitely going to have some work to do in the future as far as trying to get back into getting, you know, top 10 players to come to Kentucky. But it never hurts to have two players drafted this year. And like you said, Evelyn Akator, third overall, is something Matthew Mitchell can use for years to come.
All right, well, let's look at a lot of guys announcing they're going pro. Obviously, we know about all the Kentucky guys. One that kind of shocked me, even though I know it was a possibility, was Isaac Humphries announcing on Wednesday about his going pro. Of course, the big guy that everybody's looking at, Mohamed Bama. Is he going to come to Kentucky or my Texas Longhorns? And I hate when this happens, Jackson Reams, because obviously if it comes down to UK and Texas, I have to go with my brother and them. And they need big men because Jared Allen has announced he's going to test the waters. He's not signed with an agent, but he's picked mid-first round, so maybe he comes back, but don't know that that would happen if I was in his shoes at least. Of course, Kentucky's got big Bam Adebayo testing the waters like Jared Allen. Not sure whether he'll come back, but he's actually projected a little later than Jared Allen, so it's going to be interesting to see who gets a big Bama.
Well, Bamba will be in action tonight. The Michael Jordan Brand Classic game is on at 8 p.m. on ESPN2. Bamba will join the four UK signees, Quade Green, Jared Vanderbilt, P.J. Washington, and Nick Richards. Actually, Jared Vanderbilt still might not have signed yet, but he's going to soon. And Kevin Knox will also be in that game at Kentucky Target. Mohamed Bamba and Quade Green are roommates at that event. So Bamba said that Quade is putting on quite the recruiting trip for them, for Kentucky. That's fine. You can go with Texas. I understand why, but I'll be going with Kentucky and as who I hope that Bamba goes to. He's a superstar wherever he goes, and he will be have quite the impact in the next season, and that's why he's so important for both of those schools to try to grab.
Well, then there's another bowl game, all-star game. I'm thinking football bowl for some reason, or maybe it's because I'm hungry and want dinner, a bowl of something. But the Derby Classic going on a long time. My brother Darren played in the Derby Classic back in May of 1991.
So before I was even born, interesting fact there, Derby Classic is tomorrow night, 7 p.m., we'll have one UK scholarship player in it. That is Shai Alexander. He is the first scholarship player from Kentucky to play in that game since Dominique Hawkins and Derek Willis each played in it in 2013. And then Target shooting guard Mark Smith from Illinois is in that game as well. He's a guy that I think a lot of people assumed once Jamal Baker had committed to Kentucky that UK would be done with Mark Smith. Sounds like, though, the Cats are still very much active with him. Kenny Payne has been texting him throughout the week, wishing him luck in the Derby Brand Classic game. And if Kentucky can't get Cam Johnson and Mark Smith wants to come to Kentucky, I think they will be more than interested and more than happy to give him that scholarship position. He would add just yet another threat on the perimeter from a team that's going to lose every scholarship guard that they had this past season.
Well, I think I said it on Tuesday when I was here this week earlier. I'm really concerned about this team for next year because there's so many guys. There's no experience. All these guys leaving. You know, Isaac Humphries, are you kidding me? Bam Adebayo leaves. Then I think the Derek Willis, Dominique Hawkins, just the fact of the experience, those guys. Michael Mulder, you know, he's only 2 years. So the good news is there may not be much experience, but there'll be a lot of talent out there.
There will always be a lot of talent on those Coach Cal teams. You can be assured of that. And we'll see. I'm sure he can get them to gel. I think it'll just take a little bit longer than it has with some of his previous teams before.
Well, but it's so easy to do. I mean, Coach K and Coach Izzo have shown that, right?
Yeah. Did you hear Izzo's big guy, Miles Bridges, coming back to school for his sophomore season? He was supposed to be a for sure one and done, and Izzo couldn't even help him do that.
On the other hand, Justin Jackson leaving North Carolina after his junior year. Why not? He got a ring. All right, that's going to be it for basketball, but stay with us. Got to take our final break. It's a short one, and we're going to talk some UK football spring game in just a couple hours next on Sports Talk.
Congratulations to McGee's Bakery, celebrating their 60th anniversary. Family-owned since 1956, everyone knows that McGee's Bakery is a great place to start your day. However, did you know that McGee's also serves lunch? You can enjoy great sandwiches and homemade soups. Also, for the heartier appetite, enjoy one of McGee's delicious burgers. Schedule your next lunch meeting at McGee's, located on the corner of South Ashland and Main Street. Make sure to tell them you heard about them on 1250 Sports Talk.
Hi, I'm Chris Lee with the Kessinger Lee Financial Group. When you're looking to build a financial legacy after years of hard work, you need a financial partner that will do more than just buy and sell stocks and bonds. At the Kessinger Lee Financial Group of Hilliard Lyons, we build comprehensive wealth management plans for our clients. Whether you need to save for your child's education or build and preserve wealth for retirement, we help our clients with all aspects of their financial lives. Visit us today online at KessingerLeeGroup.com or call us at 859-219-4260 to talk with our team of experienced consultants. Let us help you move forward with financial confidence at the Kessinger Lee Group.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. Greg Horn in action. Jackson Reams here with you on a beautiful day here in Central Kentucky. I want to thank Asbury University for being our sponsor of the day. Obviously a great academic institution down in Wilmore, Kentucky. Just 20 minutes from Lexington. Go out Harrisburg Road or Nicholasville Road, and you'll be able to be there in 20 minutes. Beautiful campus, but also really building a thriving sports program down there. They actually offer scholarships in 17 intercollegiate sports. To find out more about all the athletic programs at Asbury University, check them out online at AsburyEagles.com. Well, Jackson, we've talked lots of basketball, and I could talk to it all the time, but we got a big football game here tonight. It is a UK blue-white game tonight. Tickets are free. It's a 7:30 p.m. kickoff. But if you're like me and just like, you know what, I don't feel like I'm going to go out tonight, even though I have been tempted with this great weather, it's on the SEC Network. But I'm kind of interested and excited. We had that strong finish with the upset over Louisville in the regular season ending game. We were picked by a 20-point underdog and came back and got the upset W over Heisman Trophy winner Lamar Jackson. Went to a bowl game on New Year's Eve. Didn't fare as well against Georgia Tech, but still seems like the program's heading in the right direction. What are some things that you want to see tonight from this UK football spring blue-white game?
Well, one thing I'm definitely going to be watching for is the attendance and the atmosphere tonight. I'm going to be in attendance at that game. There's about 32,000 tickets that they said are out right now, and I would just like to see how many people show up. You know, this is the best that a team under Mark Stoops has finished, and like you said, they have a lot of momentum. So I would expect most of those 32,000 to show up and it to be a decently full stadium, especially for a spring game. But I think that's one of the biggest things, because especially if you're on the SEC Network, you can just show the SEC and maybe even some of your recruits, the ones who are going to be there, but also the ones who might not be there, that people around here do care, and especially when it comes to a spring game like this right now. Overall, as far as the game goes, I'm looking for just names of guys I haven't heard very often. You know, I'd like to hear some interior linemen having their names called. You have the guys, the linebackers and the defensive ends that we know of. We have Denzel Ware and Jordan Jones and some of those guys. But I would like to see beyond that and see if we can get some guys like Denzel Ware, had a breakout spring game last year. Let's see if we can have someone on the defensive side of the ball also have a breakout game this year and maybe be a household name that we can be ready for by the end of the summer into the spring or into the fall, there we go, and football actually starting. I think the defense is really important, and I'm going to be watching them very closely today.
Well, defense has definitely got to get better. Gave up a lot of points earlier in the year, but did finish very strong the last part of the year. I'm an offensive guy, man. I love to see points scored. Steven Johnson took over for Drew Bark and got injured. Thought he played really well considering he was a junior college transfer. Did fumble the ball at some inopportune times, which don't know if there's ever an opportune time to fumble, but he did. But I heard somebody say the other day that had seen him been able to go to a practice at the offseason workouts. He looks a lot stronger and is throwing the ball even better. Looking forward to seeing Drew Barker, seeing what he looks like. And then Gunnar Hoke, you know, we've been hearing about what a strong arm he has. So I'd like to look forward to see maybe him getting some reps. And then the big one, though, is – okay, the quarterback can throw great passes, but somebody's got to catch them, Jackson Reams.
That would be very important. And, of course, one of the sure-handed guys, Jeff Bidette, heading out already. But you have a lot of senior wide receivers that have experience. You have Dorian Baker. You have Garrett Juice Johnson. Charles Walker has always been very sure-handed. And so I think that the wide receivers should exceed expectations this coming year. I'm not as worried about Jeff Bidette not being there anymore because I think – also, along with the wide receivers having another year, Steven Johnson has another year. I think he can make better passes and be more reliable when it comes to the passing game.
Well, that's a great point. And one guy you did mention, I hesitate to mention his name, but I've always thought he looked like he had potential. And I heard Mark Stoops the other day on an interview say that Blake Bone's been playing pretty well. And they said, well, you know, what's taking so long? He said, well, just to be brutally honest with you, he said he and I, after the season, when we have our end-of-the-year player meetings, had a little come-to-Jesus meeting. And kind of either you got to change or there will be a change. And it sounds like he took the change in the positive way and maybe got a little more matured and maybe a little more focused.
I think that's extremely important. Coming into his senior year, I wasn't sure if he was still going to be with the team after the first couple of years of his career. And he stuck around, and it looks like he should get at least a shot this season. And now we'll just have to wait and see if he can take advantage of that.
Well, and the final thing I'm looking for, like I said, love offense, running back. Obviously, no Boom Williams for the first time in 3 years. That's going to be a little weird, but Benny Snell stepped up big time as a freshman, and I'm really excited to hear about A.J. Rose. We heard so much about him, and then a guy I think that you like a little bit, Simeon King.
Yeah, I'm a big Saheem King guy. He offers a lot of speed. He's shown he can run the ball, and it is usually late in games where, you know, you're not facing a first-team defense. If I had to choose who I think will be the two guys this year, I would say Benny Snell and Saheem King. But that could all change when I see A.J. Rose for the first time tonight, and we'll have to see what he looks like. People comparing him a lot to Benny Snell, so it should be very interesting to watch that as well.
Well, hopefully they will get a good crowd. As you said, I think for recruits, they always have big recruits in for this. Kentucky's done a phenomenal job with that. And so hope that they will have a great turnout. Hope at least those 30,000 will show up, because it would be kind of bad on SEC Network if there's like 10,000 people there.
Oh, yeah. It would be really disappointing and really ugly. But I think there's a reason that SEC Network decided to pick up this game. I think they expect a lot from Kentucky. And so now to be in the hands of Big Blue Nation to try to do that themselves. Two kind of cool notes that I think I want to make sure to get on air here. First of all, you know, it's almost Easter, and I believe Catholics don't eat meat around this time of year. Is that correct? Well, there is a fish sandwich being offered at Commonwealth Stadium tonight, in case you are interested and have given up meat for Advent or something like that. And then also, a 9-year-old from Richmond, Kentucky, I'm going to try to say his last name. I believe it's Ryan Cremines, formerly had cancer in his sinus, had it for about a year, has been cleared, and will lead the team out of the tunnel tonight. So that should be really cool. Look like he's developed a relationship with Denzel Ware and CJ Conrad, among others. And always fun when you can really reward those kids for fighting through it and have a moment tonight with the team and be able to lead them out.
That's very cool news about that young man. Well, the NBA playoffs are starting this weekend. One guy that his team, the Phoenix Suns, did not make the playoffs, but man, he had a great month.
Surprisingly, not Devin Booker that we're talking about, not even Eric Bledsoe that we're talking about. We're talking about Tyler Ulis. He was named the Western Conference Rookie of the Month. In his last 15 games, he was able to start every single one of those games, averaged 16 points and 8.5 assists in those games. six double-doubles, and he was the only rookie this entire season to record a 20-point 10-assist game. He did that back on April 9th. A guy who really, I think, has burst out of his shell. A guy I would have never believed would have put numbers up like that in the NBA, and especially not after just two seasons at Kentucky that he would be at that level. He's really, really blossomed down there. He'll get to play with his best friend, Devin Booker, and I think it'll cause the Phoenix Suns to get rid of Brandon Knight this offseason because I think they're going to believe wholeheartedly in what Tyler Ulis can do now.
Totally agree with you. Took the words out of my mouth. Think Brandon Knight would be in another uniform. I really thought that Tyler would get beat up on the defensive end. You know, people would post him up, and yet somehow he's been able to avoid that happening. I watched almost two-thirds of a game the other night against Toronto. It was on NBA TV. I think it was last Sunday night, maybe, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, Tyler was playing well. He was guarding Westbrook, actually, and Westbrook only had like 8 points in the first half, and we know what he's been doing this year. So, yeah, he's made a name. He's not just going to be a little flash in the pan experiment. It looks to me like if he can stay healthy, which so far, thank goodness he has been, he can have a long career.
I definitely think he's starting to show flashes of that, and we'll see if those Phoenix Suns can ever actually succeed because they continue to draft Kentucky guys and continue to be terrible. But we have heard that Devin Booker will represent the team at the lottery, and they'll see if they can pick maybe a superstar that they've needed to go along with Devin Booker and Eric Bledsoe and Tyler Ulis and even Brandon Knight for now.
Well, next year I want to see the New Orleans Pelicans in the playoffs with Big Boogie and AD, Anthony Davis, and don't laugh, but Sacramento, Scalabissier playing big time, and Willie Cauley-Stein. It would be really cool if somehow they could sneak in and get an eighth spot, even though I know they're in the Western Conference, but just see some of these guys that, you know, the problem with UK's guys are also good. They get drafted early by teams that aren't good.
Yeah, they're all on really bad teams, having to lead them up. One team you can watch this weekend, I really enjoy, in the playoffs, first round of the playoffs, start this weekend, all weekend. Washington Wizards host the Atlanta Hawks Sunday at 1 p.m. Actually, that might be in Atlanta, but I'm going for the Wizards. That is my team. That is who I'm choosing to root for during this NBA playoffs.
All right. I can't wait to see James Harden and Westbrook on Sunday. That'll be a wrap for Sports Talk. See you Monday at 5:05.